The time is 4:45. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. Michelle Obama has chosen a Des Moines artist's painting for this year's official White House Christmas card. Larissa Cable is that artist, and she joins me in the studio this afternoon. Hi, Larissa.
Hi, Pat.
Tell me, how did this happen?
Well, it turned into one of those situations where it's who you know. And I had a friend who has bought artwork from me that her daughter works in the social secretary's office at the White House. And so when her daughter told her that they were looking for artists to submit work, she thought of me and suggested it.
So it's a competition. So how did you decide what are you going to enter?
Well, you didn't really get a whole lot of decision making. After they vetted me, then they released two photographs that they wanted the work based from.
Oh, okay.
And so we got to choose the artists that were competing for this all chose to do one or the other or both. And they wanted us to do our own personal spin on the photographs that were presented.
Okay. And what were those photographs?
Two black and white photos of the White House in the snow, one with dog, one without. And I'm a huge dog lover, so I went with the dog.
So when did you find out you were the winner?
Before the election.
Wow.
We had to sit on the news for weeks. Weeks.
How do you keep that a secret? I mean, were you at a point where you almost let it slip because you were really excited about it? Like, you know, like your parents or somebody like that who you really wanted to tell and you're like, oh, no, can't do it?
No, you can't because they make you sign a contract that's really specific and airtight. So there just was that feeling of I signed my name to this so I don't feel comfortable being able to say anything. But it was very hard.
How did you decide what you were going to do? This is radio, so describe. You have White House and snow, White House and dog, and you added your own little personal flair to that.
Right. I do photorealism, and so it was a really good fit for me because I do blurry photos, and this had a lot of blur to it, and it was perfect for me. But I wanted to make sure that it did have my own signature to it, and they kept suggesting that we add something to make it feel a little more holiday themed. So added a little scarf to the dog and then also changed his profile a bit because he looked a little like a black blob in the snow. So just to make sure that he read as it's Beau Obama.
This is pretty special, obviously. How do you top this?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've done other projects that I worked so hard on and I'm so proud of them. This one is like a strange gift that you got that you didn't know you were going to get. And it was fast, relatively easy compared to other projects I've done. I only had a week to work on it. I've worked on paintings for a year. So this one was just it, and I had no expectations I was going to get it.
Now, the cards are going out. They started to go out this week, and they're going to be sent all over the world. Are there expectations for you as to imagining somebody might have this particular Christmas card in their hand?
I've had friends here in town that have gotten the card already. But I have to say that the one person that I did think about was the Queen of England. And I don't know why. I think it's because she has a bunch of dogs. So she was the one that came to mind.
And I understand you haven't gotten yours yet.
Not yet. They assure me it will be coming. But I haven't seen it yet. I just see pictures on Facebook of people holding their cards. And so I'm waiting diligently for this to happen.
Larissa Cable, thank you so much for coming in and joining us this afternoon. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio.